In rural central Washington, Mattawa is almost like a tourist town. Its population grows dramatically every spring and summer, but the spike is from foreign workers who labor alongside locals and stand in the same grocery lines. It's a seasonal boom that plays out in farm towns across the state. In spring, sometimes it's hard to start together. KUOW's Esme Jimenez and NWPB's Anna King has the story.
I'm Anna. Twice a week, company vans loaded with foreign farm workers roll into downtown Mattawa. Men pile out in a two-block stretch of this dusty town.
This is Esme. Typically, the workers get about an hour in town to stock up on groceries here at El Escudillo. They're after water, smokes, and cokes.
La familia y la comida.
Francisco Garcia Valdez says he misses his family and the food back home, but it's not a vacation. He came to work.
Venimos a trabajar, no venimos a vacacionar.
These workers and hundreds more make up a temporary workforce around Mattawa. Employers bring them in through the federal H-2A visa program to help with labor shortages. Grocery stores like this one are one place the H-2A workers and the locals mix together, and where you can see the ripple effect of this mini population boom. Checkout lines get long, the price of gas and fruit go up.
Down the street, Wednesday night, Catholic Mass rocks. Sergio Rodriguez sits in a sunny rose garden outside the church. He's a local who works alongside the hired labor. He likes when the H-2A workers come into town because it forces employers to bump up wages for everyone.
The H-2A workers are outsiders here. The locals call them contratados, the contract workers. They're mostly men, usually 18 to 30 years old. Rodriguez gripes that the contratados get to keep their entire paycheck, no taxes are taken out, and they get free, sometimes new housing. They don't pay for local infrastructure, roads, utilities, and schools. That's not their gig. They're not a permanent part of the community.
So every 24 guys that live here, they have the same door code for the main entrance.
Just down the hill from town, Wendy Lopez shows us around some new H-2A worker housing. For many H-2As, it's their first time leaving their hometowns. Lopez says her role is like being the big sister to hundreds of workers, making sure they know how to use modern bathrooms, like teaching a 19-year-old how to turn on the hot water.
I'm like, why are you always sick? And then he told me, your guys' water is always cold. I never get hot water. I'm like, just turn it. So, that's where you have to teach them.
In a tiny flower shop called Rosa's Boutique, a 3-year-old girl darts between the coolers and the laden glass shelves of perfume and gifts. Her mother, Jackie Medina, has come to know many of the H-2A workers. The single guys buy flowers for girls they try to date here. She sees the contratados as hardworking men, a catch.
Like I said, I don't judge on if they're the cleanest person in the world or the dirtiest person in the world. As long as they treat me and my daughter right, then that's it.
The winds are getting warmer now. By harvest time, the contactados and the locals will find a steady rhythm.
But if the hired workers try to stay, they'll lose their visas. They will never be a full part of this community. They're strange neighbors for a season. In Mattawa, I'm Esme Jimenez.
And I'm Anna King.